It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Yeah, damn Skippy, we're live from New York. I'm Bob Black, at BobBlack71, if Twitter is more your thing. At Sports Byline USA, if you want to reach out to us. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they make it all happen. If you're out and about in your day, and many of the people here on the East Coast are already rocking and rolling, well, you know, you can get us in various different forms, various different fashions. We know we only have you for a brief period of time, and guess what? We want you listening to us. So if you're heading out to dog the dog and jog the jog and all the other stuff that goes on during the course of a normal regular day, and you got your device plugged in, well, go to iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, /talk, listen live, and we're right there for you. Or you can go to our award-winning website. Oh, there's my neighbor, Kathy. How you doing, babe? And you can go out and click on the listen live button, and we're right there for you if you're already sitting at your desk. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. So all of those ways you can go about getting us to start your day here on The Attack. And, yeah, we are live from New York this morning. Plenty of stuff to talk about. It's all NBA all the time right now because of the fact that the league is in full bloom as far as all their playoff goings on, and that's not so bad because there's lots of excitement going on. We already have a couple of upsets brewing, a couple of things that I predicted, and also a couple of things going wrong that I predicted, and I always own up when I screw up, so it's we'll talk about that as well. But nothing really starts until a visiting team wins a game on a home court. So we'll be breaking down all that stuff in the NBA in this first hour, and we'll have some fun with it as well. But most important for us, the goings on with the American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls protect our six each and every day. They're out there. They're all around the world, all around the country. They don't get to go home at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, they may head back to the barracks. Some get to go home, but not most. And they're out there protecting our six while others are not. So you see somebody in a uni, make sure you go up to them, thank them. I'm staring at the football from the Army-Navy game this past year, and it matters. It matters a whole lot. So be good to these kids. Respect them. Let them know that you care about them, all right? So see somebody, shake their hand, buy them a cup of coffee, whatever it takes. Let's head to the exit ramp. When we come back, we'll set the table for you here in The Attack. I'll give you a hint. It's going to be NBA. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard Rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red fleshed apples. It's a really rare fruit. The apple brings a right, refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 1-888-983-3890. That's 1-888-983-3890. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 1-888-983-3890 for your free case evaluation. That's 1-888-983-3890. 1-888-983-3890. Call now.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
That's me. Welcome back to the Attack, Black. You. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And we got all kinds of fun and frivolity to talk about here today. NBA is in full swing. And, you know, again, when we have playoffs going on, and I don't care what the sport is, it takes front and center, as well it should. And the NBA is no exception. NBA is extra special, though, because the talent level in the league, as we talk about often here, is extraordinary. And when you look at what these teams are able to do, and you go in and you try to preview these series and you're examining them and you're saying to yourself, well, you know, it could go X, it could go Y, you know, they're because of this guy and this guy. And sometimes you get a matchup where the best player on the court isn't always on the best team. And you see all those situations and you say, you know, you try to break it down. And sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong. And we look at each individual series, at least I do, from a perspective of how are they operating as a unit? What is the talent level? Because talent will usually out. And you go from there and you figure it out. Now, there's a couple of intriguing storylines on all three of the games that we're going to cover and the games that we'll preview for tonight. But when you look at it, Toronto's doing exactly what they needed to do. They're not messing around with the Wizards. And again, series do not start until you get off your home court and the visiting team wins a game. Well, Washington was not able to do that in their 130-119 loss to Toronto up north of the border, where it's freaking cold, and Washington's going to go down. They're going to go down in four or five. They may win a game at home. We'll see. But there was carping on the sidelines. It's going to cost their coach their job, his job, more than likely. And then management's going to have to make a decision as to whether or not they want to bust up this group, because they've gone from a team that was supposed to contend for the Eastern Conference to a team that finished in the eight hole. And they're playing like a team that finished in the eight hole. Not maximizing their talent. I don't know what direction it's going to go in. Miami was 43-39. Not great. They finished a game back of Miami in the Southeast. You got an Orlando team that has a lot of young talent, a Charlotte team that nobody can figure out, and an Atlanta team that's tanking behind them. They should have not only won that division, they should have won it going away. They are a more talented basketball team than the Miami Heat. And yet, they finished second. They crept into the playoffs. They didn't barely make it. They made it by a few games. And they're going up against a Toronto team that's smoking them. So what's the answer? You know, John Wall says some amazingly stupid things. He dropped 29 points, and everybody stood around and watched him. We're the team in the hole. We're the team that's desperate. We have a lot of confidence. Okay, great. Win some games. Bradley Beal had a horrible game. He and Wall on the court at the same time, on the same team, don't work. And what a decision they're going to have to make in Washington. arguably one of the five best point guards in basketball. But he doesn't make his teammates better, at least not on this team. I don't know what the answer is. Scotty Brooks is going to be gone. And, you know, he can talk about, well, they made seven threes in the quarter. Well, you guys didn't play defense. You don't play defense in the NBA playoffs. You don't go anywhere. You go home. Game got chippy. You want to know the difference? You look at how the ball moved around. And again, statistically, you look at what Washington was doing, and by theory, they should have been fine. 130 points, you didn't play any freaking defense, is what it came down to. How does Marcin Gortat, and I don't care that it was just 12 minutes, how does he not score a point? How does he not score a point? So they went small ball. Kelly Oubre got a bunch of minutes. Scott got a bunch of minutes and dropped 20. They got more off their bench than they did out of their starters. Except for Wall. Wall had nine dimes, but nobody on the floor scored when he was on there. The backups scored. And Beal couldn't shoot straight. This is ugly for the Wizards. Ugly. And Toronto got exactly what they were looking for. And Valanciunas, he had an incredibly efficient 23 minutes. Gortat wasn't doing anything. They exploited the matchup. Because, I mean, in theory, Gortat should be able to handle Valanciunas and vice versa. It should be pretty balanced. But Gortat doesn't score. Valanciunas drops 8 of 11, 14 boards. And 19 points in 23 minutes. Hello? Obi's playing tough defense. Serge didn't have to score. He had hit 10 points, but he had 9 boards and 3 blocks. They played defense. Washington didn't. Difference in the game. DeRozan dropped 37. And Kyle Lowry, again, he's the worst shooter in the statistically in the NBA playoffs. And yesterday was no exception. 3 of 10. But what they've done is they've enabled the other players around on this basketball team to pick up the slack when he's not shooting or not shooting well. He dropped 12 dimes. Story of the game. C.J. Miles, 18 points. And Wright, who may end up replacing Kyle Lowry, 25 points. So, again, this is a team in Toronto that they have figured it out. Their coach made the adjustments, and they're off to the races. And they got the perfect first-round matchup, a Washington Wizard team that cannot get out of its own way. And unfortunately for them, that's a problem. Like I said, it's going to cost the coach's job. Going to cost the coach's job. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Other games in the NBA, and you know, I look at Boston, and I'm not a believer. I'm not gonna lie to you, I'm not a believer, but they made me believe yesterday as they took care of their business against the Greek Freak and company. Eric Bledsoe got smoked. And it said, Rozier who? You should know his name now. 120-106. Again, I will emphasize, a series doesn't start until you get it back on the home court and you lose on your home court. Okay? So, relax. Relax in Milwaukee. But I didn't like what Eric Bledsoe played yesterday. I didn't like what he said. This is what got him out of Phoenix. So, we'll see. We'll see. We're going to talk about that game on the other side. Plenty to talk about there as well as we continue our journey through the NBA playoffs. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. myevoz.com.
You're back with The Attack. I'm Black. You're not. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of The Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. Well, guess what? They keep us alive each and every day. You can listen to us there. You can listen to us all over the place. Sitting at your desk, click on the Listen Live button. I'm right there for you. And that's not so bad. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. And we're talking NBA here, as well as we should. And you know, again, you look at certain matchups, and to me, best player on the court belongs in the Milwaukee Bucks, but the Celtics are primed for this series. So far, so good. Overtime game in game one, but no doubt in game two, 121-106 against the Milwaukee Bucks. And what it comes down to is this. When you go into the playoffs, coaches have to make decisions on who they have trust in. If you have talented guys, you have veteran guys like Al Horford and guys of that ilk, you're going to go to them and you're not going to hesitate. But when you have to go to Jaylen Brown and you have to go to Terry Rozier and you have to go to Tatum, you don't know what you're going to get. They're young. They haven't been there before. And you're looking at a situation where you don't know what the response is going to be. It's literally as simple as that. So sometimes there's hesitation. And sometimes the response isn't good by these young players. Now, on the other side of the court, and this is where I will give credit, the young players have responded for the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis dropped 30. Chris Middleton dropped 25. The guy who hasn't shown up is the veteran, Eric Bledsoe. And I didn't like his response afterwards. Rozier who? Stop, please. Please. Yeah, you know damn well who he was. Because he showed you who he was. And Brad Stevens has no choice. One thing about Brad Stevens, these kids respond to him. And they respond in a big way. You know, Bledsoe can mouth off all he wants. He shot 5 of 13, had 7 boards and 4 assists. It's a pedestrian game. They need better out of him. Jabari Parker only got 10 minutes and had nothing. Malcolm Brogdon was their best player off the bench. But when you look at how the Celtics played out, and again, Tatum, 30 minutes and he showed up like a rookie. 2 of 9, 4 points. And Horford was okay. The kids carried the team. 23 points for Rozier and 30 for Jaylen Brown. And Marcus Morris off the bench in his 30 minutes had 18 points and he was a plus 19. Maybe I'm going to end up being wrong about this Celtic team. Could be. Could be. If it turns into a matchup where they and Toronto are meeting in the Eastern Conference Finals, maybe Boston does come out. Because what Brad Stevens is doing with these kids is just extraordinary. Jaylen Brown has taken this team on his back. Second year in the league. He was very good this year, averaging 14.5 points. But now he's just, you know, he's taken over. And Terry Rozier, in case you're wondering, third year in the league out of Louisville, he was an afterthought on this team. And he's taken this league apart right now. After Smart got hurt and Kyrie went down, Rozier is making sure that the ball is in the right place at the right time to the right people. And last night's game was no exception. He dismantled Eric Bledsoe. Bledsoe had no answers. He was out-quicked. He was outplayed. And after the game, he had no answers. Nor could he because of the fact that, he didn't play well at all. Again, nothing set in stone until they go home. But if you're a Buck fan, you didn't like what you saw. You like what you're getting out of the Big Two. Milwaukee's so close to being an elite team right now. See, and unlike what went on with the Wizards and what's going on with the Wizards, you can see where this team is just literally right at the point of being able to go over the top and be mentioned in the conversation with people who could come out of the East and win it all. And, probably not going to happen this year. Like I said, I had them coming out of the first round. And maybe I end up being wrong on that. But the reality is this. They're a young, talented team with a good core. They made the move for the guy they thought was going to help put them over the top in Bledsoe. He hasn't played like that guy. And I'm not going to dump it all on him. They still have weaknesses. You know, if Tony Snell's in your starting lineup, you're not winning many basketball games. Sorry. But they've got a good 7-8 person core. They just need to get better. And Shabazz Muhammad, who finally got cut loose by Minnesota, showed up with 11 points off the bench, and maybe he gets more and more into the rotation because the guy can flat out score. So we're going to find that out too. But hats off to the Celtics. Hats off to the Celtics. Now, last game of the three last night, maybe the most exciting game, because the New Orleans Pelicans, 111-102 over the Portland Trail Blazers. And in Portland, they're going to go home to New Orleans. Portland's going to go out in five. They may steal a game, but I don't think so. They're standing around watching Anthony Davis dominate. And that's exactly what he's doing, is dominating. They have no answer. They're playing guard heavy. And not only are they playing guard heavy, their guards are getting outplayed. Which, this is Portland's worst nightmare. You know, when we talk about what's going to happen with coaches and players, Portland's gone a long way in putting this team together. When they made the deal last year for Nurkic, he got hurt. It was a difficult situation, but they said to themselves, all right, we can make this happen next year. Well, not so much. And there's a reason. And it's not dissimilar to what's going on down in Washington. As great as the backcourt of Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum is, and it is a great backcourt, they both need the basketball to make it happen. Nurkic doesn't get enough touches. The rest of their front court is not good enough. And unfortunately, one of them is going to have to go. And it's probably going to be CJ McCollum. And not that he's a bad player, not that he's a selfish player, because none of that has to do with anything. It's just the mix and the way it is, because their big men stand around watching on offense. Nurkic is a garbage guy on this team. He doesn't need to be a garbage guy. He needs to be a guy that's included in the offense. And they're going to have to make a decision, and it's going to have to come. It's unfortunate, but it's going to have to play out that way. Nurkic had 15 minutes. He had 13 points. How does he not play any further? And Jrue Holiday, mas bueno, man. His coach called him the best two-way player in the league. I don't know if I go that far. But he's a really, really solid basketball player. Yeah, the Knicks cut him loose, too. Let's head for the exit ramp right now. We'll be back right after this short timeout. Please don't go anywhere.
Shop Lowe's Spring Black Friday and get great savings to help with those outdoor projects popping up on your to-do list. Add beautiful color to pots and garden beds and save with select pine annuals 5 for $5. And grow beautiful flowers and delicious veggies with Miracle-Gro Garden Soil. 5 bags are just $10. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 4/18. Actual plant size and selection may vary by store. While supplies last, see store for details. U.S. only.
The biggest flooring event of the year is here. Lumber Liquidators 15th Annual April Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale. Now's your chance to get pre-finished hardwood up to 40% off. Water-resistant laminate up to 33% off. Worry-proof your home with waterproof floors as low as 39 cents. Get special clearance deals at your local store while supplies last. Plus, special financing and professional installation. Don't miss it. The 15th Annual April Sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every ladder's with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're back with the attack. Scream over that anytime. Hate the Doors. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. And NBA, NBA, NBA. Yeah, there's a lot going on in Portland. No joke. It's they're going to lose the series. Coach is going to lose his job. Then they're going to change it up. They have to. They don't have a choice. Going to be tough. Now, there's going to be trade partners. I mean, C.J. McCollum is one hell of a good basketball player. But he's the one that has to be moved. I talked about Jrue Holiday. You know, you look at it, you talk about the building blocks, and I said New York by mistake, I meant Philadelphia. Here's a guy who's gotten progressively better in his career as he's moved along. He's 27 years old. He's in the league 8 years now. Gets drafted by Philly. And he goes from 8 points to 14 to 14 to 17 to 14 to 14 to 15 to 19 this year with New Orleans. He's durable. For some reason, he just, you know, bounced from Philly to New Orleans, and New Orleans loves him. And now he's blossoming in the playoffs. And if that ends up being the case where he truly evolves, then you're talking, New Orleans couldn't make some noise out west. I mean, would it be better with Boogie in the lineup? Hell yes. But Alvin Gentry, like I said, I'll own up when I'm wrong, and I'm not wrong about him. He's not a very good basketball coach. But he's got this team playing really good basketball. They're positioning, and it was so important for them to finish that game in front of San Antonio. Made all the difference in the world. And I don't know how the tiebreakers would have played out. Maybe they're in the seventh hole. Maybe they're in who knows. But San Antonio's getting smoked by Golden State, and New Orleans is taking care of its business against Portland. And I don't know that San Antonio would have taken care of Portland. I don't know that at all. But when you break down this basketball game, and you look at how it played out, and Rajon Rondo, who should be in the Hall of Fame, and there I said it, and get over it if you don't believe it. He shows up big in the playoffs each and every year. 9 assists, 10 rebounds. Jrue had 9 assists. The basketball moved, and it moved specifically to Anthony Davis and Mirotic. And Mirotic, I swear to God, they just photocopy the same stat line each and every night. 17 points on 6 of 11 shooting. That move they made with him, getting him from Chicago, and I said it should have been Bobby Portis for Chicago's benefit, but, what are you going to do? Evan Turner, how he's starting in this league at this point in time is beyond me. He's a bench player. Mo Harkless had 11. He's a bench player. Collins, in his 22 minutes, had 12. But like I said, Nurkic had 13 points in 15 minutes, and they stopped feeding him the basketball. Why? Because Damon Lillard and CJ McCollum need the hoop, need the basketball in order to be able to play. Damon Lillard's a great player. I'm not taking anything away from him. CJ McCollum is a great player. I'm not taking anything away from him. They both need the basketball, and it can't work. They're going to win a lot of regular season games. But they're not going to win when it matters. And that's the unfortunate thing. And right now it matters. And they can't do it. So, when you're looking at the NBA playoffs and you're looking at the decisions that have to be made, well, you're looking at one right now. And I guarantee you that looking at New Orleans' history, inability to win, well, first of all, make the playoffs, but win playoff games and get that far, that they were just going, well, all right, this is going to be a little bit of a walkover, and you know, that's it. But got to give credit to New Orleans. And that crowd's going to be nuts down there. Nuts. You look at the playoff schedule for tonight. You got Indiana at Cleveland. And you talk about a game that needs to be won. I mean, if Cleveland should lose this basketball game, man, they dare I say it, they could go out in four. Ty Lue's going to lose his job. Hell or high water, he's going to. The only way he don't lose his job is if they win a championship. I mean, it it happened to David Blatt. Ty Lue, it's not going to, you know, it's not going to happen. Now, LeBron's probably going to show up and pound Indiana, but I don't know if it's going to be enough. There's been no decision made on Jeff Green as far as whether or not he's going to start or come off the bench. I don't like the mix. I don't like the chemistry. Cleveland's got two draft picks coming up, two first-round draft picks coming up. They got their own, and they have the Nets. If LeBron stays and they bring in two first-round draft picks with the kids that they added, they could be a formidable team again next year. If he leaves, they still have the building blocks in place, or hopefully will have the building blocks in place, to not bottom out and move forward post-LeBron. But it's going to be with another coach. They've got to get the mix right on the team. It's time for certain people to move on. J.R. Smith has to move on. Tristan Thompson, who's, you know, LeBron's drinking buddy or whatever, you know, where is he in this series? He's been invisible. So we'll see. Utah at Oklahoma City. This one's pretty good too. The OKC took care of its business. And the Jazz, I don't know offensively, have enough. You know, I talked about the fact that Steven Adams has been magnificent. Paul George broke out of his slump at exactly the right time. And Donovan Mitchell isn't playing like a rookie. I've talked about the quality of this rookie class that came in. And you're talking about 10, 12 guys that are going to have impact on their team for a long time. And I mean big impact, not small impact. But Paul George Got it right at the right time. They're also both listed as questionable for tonight's game. They'll play. Billy Donovan's playing for his coaching career as well. Ricky Rubio did what Ricky Rubio does best, and that's play out of control. Hard to believe after 7 years, it's his first playoff appearance. 5 of 18 from the field with 13 points. Yeah, you want to talk the difference between Ricky Rubio and Russell Westbrook? Too funny. And then the nightcap. Rockets and the T-Wolves. Game was closer than what I thought it was going to be. We'll see whether or not Thibodeau lit a fire on Karl Anthony Towns, because they could have won that basketball game. Should have won that basketball game. You know, Jimmy Butler can't do it on both ends. Not when he's covering James Harden. You know, this is no big mystery here. But hard to believe that Clint Capella, who is very improved and who I like, and all that kind of fun stuff, managed to light up Karl Anthony Towns. As they say, who would have thunk it? Well, we'll see. Houston, take care of your business. Take care of your business. You're going to win it in five. We'll find out. We're also going to find out more about the NBA right after this short timeout. Please don't go anywhere. I'm Black. You're not.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Wrapping up this hour here on the Attack. And 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. And coaching carousels in full bloom. Usual suspects are out there. Interesting. Budenholzer is being courted by the Phoenix Suns. And we will see. The it'll be an interesting match. Atlanta's obviously ready to move on from him. They don't want to pay him. They don't want to move on from him enough to fire him. But they're willing to cut him loose. Now, you know, don't forget, he lost the power struggle as far as personnel control. They took that away from him. And, you know, look, the team's looking to bottom out. I'm not in love with anything on their roster. But, you know, again, we'll see. And then the Knicks search will go on. And again, they're beating the drum for Mark Jackson. I get why they're doing it. But there are other really qualified candidates out there. And again, how this plays out remains to be seen. You know, I if Budenholzer was out in the market, I'd ask Atlanta too if I could talk to him. We'll see. A lot, and I mean a lot, of talented guys out there. Steve Clifford's out there. Frank Vogel's out there. David Fizdale's out there. As well as Mark Jackson. So if you're looking for a coach, this isn't a bad year to do it. Well, that's it for this edition. Hope you enjoyed it. And or this hour, I should say. Stay tuned for the news at the top of the hour. And we'll be back with more fun and frivolity shortly.